Good evening. Okay, Daniel says the mic's on, so the mic's on. In about just under 54 hours from now, we will no longer be living in the year we call 2019, and we will embark upon a new calendar year that we've all been waiting for. Maybe, maybe not. 2020. In my mind, at least, that puts a little more pressure than normal on the guy who's going to be preaching the last Sunday of the year, Sunday night, that is, the last sermon on a Sunday for the year. And so for the better part of the last month, I've been conducting a word study on heaven. And I was planning, keyword was, planning to share my findings with you tonight, since the Bible uses the word heaven in more ways than we do. And I was going to go into all this fancy language and just blow your minds and then wake some of you up when we're done. But the fear of that not being beneficial for the whole, for this occasion, and this fantasy I'm making up about the last Sunday of the year has got to be special, I changed last minute, as in like a week ago, to do something different. So the plan tonight is to study and read Psalm 119, which is sometimes referred to as Esher Tamim Derech, good luck, Shauna, which in the Hebrew means, happy are those whose way is perfect. So this is just the Hebrew spelling of some of the first words in that psalm. So sometimes your Bibles will put a subtitle next to the psalm. Well, this one, at least in those versions I've looked at, doesn't have a subtitle. So this is the name it goes by, happy are those whose way is perfect. So to close this year, I want to read this with you and impress upon you the importance and value of God's law. You might notice that there are two objects on the stage that are not normally up here. And after I stop rambling, it'll make sense because I'm going to have some helpers read with me for that psalm, and that'll offer them relief during that process. Before we start reading, however, I'm going to want to whet your appetite and introduce you, or perhaps refamiliarize you with this psalm, Psalm 119. This psalm has an interesting structure. It's one of the most amazing passages in the Bible, and we can miss a lot in this psalm. We can miss a lot of its beauty if we don't look at it in its original language, in the Hebrew. This psalm is divided into 22 sections, one for each letter of the Hebrew alphabet. Each section is composed of 8 verses, and each verse begins with the same Hebrew letter, likely for aesthetic purposes. When you look at it in its original language, it's a form of poetry, but probably also as a memorization aid, so it would be easier to internalize and memorize this psalm because of its structure, how it's written. And this is one of about a dozen acrostic poems, alphabetic acrostic poems in the Bible. And I don't know, maybe a few months ago, I preached on Proverbs 31, The Worthy Woman, and in that is a similar poem. This is one of those acrostic poems. Each verse contains a special word pertaining to God's law, ordinances, commandments, word, statutes, precepts, and decrees. In most cases, each verse contains a single instance of a special word, except in 6 cases where the verse contains 2 special words, and in 1 case, verse 122, where no special word referring to God's law is used, and we'll look at that. Another key thing about this psalm is that the name of the Creator, God, is used in interesting ways, very repetitively. In all cases except one, the personal name of God, Yahweh, is used, and it appears 24 times. In the other case, the 25th time you see the word God, it's a different name for God. It's not Yahweh. Multiples of 12 are frequently used in the Bible, and here's an instance of that. 24 times Yahweh is used. The other use of God's name is Elohim. With 176 verses, this psalm is the longest psalm and the longest chapter in the Bible. This psalm is a prayer of one who delights in and lives by the sacred law we sometimes refer to as the Torah. And unlike most other psalms, this psalm isn't attributed to a psalmist. It's not attributed to David or Asaph. We might assume it is, but again, in man's knowledge, there's no author that's attributed to this psalm, which is a minor point, but again, kind of understanding the structure and background of this psalm. Here on the screen, you can see an example of the first section. This is the Hebrew letter A, Aleph, R-A, and reading from right to left, verse 1, verse 2, verse 3, and through verse 8, all begin with that same letter. This is an example of the structure of the psalm, which is repeated 21 times for a total of 22 times 8, 176, and that's the makeup of the psalm. And yeah, it's strange. They organize this right to left. Some of the words that appear very frequently in this psalm are, as we said, Yahweh appears 24 times, law 25 times. The words ordinances, judgments, laws, just, and word or words appears 23 times. And this second word for law is a different Hebrew word than this Hebrew word for law. So there's a lot going on in this psalm. So sometimes one Hebrew word or one English word is used in three or four different Hebrew words in this psalm. So these are just some of the highlights, some of the top usages, except for maybe the last few: ways, faithfulness, and statutes. But these, again, are synonyms that are pointing to God's word. So there's got to be something that the psalmist is telling us. If in 175 of the 176 verses, it's referring to God's law, and if God, Yahweh, is used 24 times, there's got to be a connection. So one conclusion you could draw is that the psalmist is telling us that to know God, you must know his word. You must know what his commandments are. And so we're going to read through this right now. So I'd like to ask my helpers to join me on stage. And you can sit in one of the chairs if you'd like. We're going to read this in such a way that we're trying to honor the original text. And what I mean by that is we're not going to announce, okay, now verse 9. Okay, now verse 17. We're just going to read through it, and it'll all be on the screen. If you have a hard time seeing, I suggest you have a Bible in front of you. We will be reading out of the King James Version for a bit of excitement. And at the conclusion of the reading, which I estimate take about 20 minutes, again, I'll wake some of you up, and we'll conclude. When Heather and I were in Florida, we attended a church for a special evening service, and they did something similar to this. And at first, before we started reading, I had serious doubts that this would keep my attention. Not that I don't appreciate God's word, but I was like, oh, wow, 176 verses? But at the end of it, I was very encouraged, and there was just a overall sense in the building of just excitement. And I hope this produces that in some regard. And so, here we go. Psalm 119. Blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies, and that seek him with the whole heart. They also do no iniquity. They walk in his ways. Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes. Then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all thy commandments. I will praise thee with uprightness of heart when I shall have learned thy righteous judgments. I will keep thy statutes. Oh, forsake me not utterly.
Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. With my whole heart I have sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Lord. Teach me thy statutes. With my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as in all riches. I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word.
Deal bountifully with thy servant, that I may live and keep thy word. Open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. I am a stranger in this earth. Hide not thy commandments from me. My soul breaketh for the longing that it hath unto thy judgments at all times. Thou hast rebuked the proud that are cursed, which do err from thy commandments. Remove from me reproach and contempt, for I have kept thy testimonies. Princes also did sit and speak against me, but thy servant did meditate in thy statutes. Thy testimonies also are my delight and my counselors.
My soul cleaveth unto the dust. Quicken thou me according to thy word. I have declared my ways, and thou heardest me. Teach me thy statutes. Make me to understand the way of thy precepts. So shall I talk of thy wondrous works. My soul melteth for heaviness. Strengthen thou me according unto thy word. Remove from me the way of lying, and grant me thy law graciously. I have chosen the way of truth. Thy judgments have I laid before me. I have stuck unto thy testimonies. O Lord, put me not to shame. I will run the way of thy commandments when thou shalt enlarge my heart.
Teach me, O Lord, the way of thy statutes, and I shall keep it unto the end. Give me understanding, and I shall keep thy law. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Make me to go in the path of thy commandments, for therein do I delight. Incline my heart unto thy testimonies, and not to covetousness. Turn away mine eyes from beholding vanity, and quicken thou me in thy way. Stablish thy word unto thy servant, who is devoted to thy fear. Turn away my reproach, which I fear, for thy judgments are good. Behold, I have longed after thy precepts. Quicken me in thy righteousness.
Let thy mercies come also unto me, O Lord, even thy salvation according to thy word. So shall I have wherewith to answer him that reproacheth me, for I trust in thy word. And take not the word of truth utterly out of my mouth, for I have hoped it in thy judgments. So shall I keep the law continually forever and ever, and I will walk at liberty, for I seek thy precepts. I will speak of thy testimonies also before kings, and will not be ashamed. And I will delight myself in thy commandments, which I have loved. My hands also will I lift up unto thy commandments, which I have loved, and I will meditate in thy statutes.
Remember the word unto thy servant, upon which thou hast caused me to hope. This is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word hath quickened me. The proud have had me greatly in derision, yet have I not declined from thy law. I remembered thy judgments of old, O Lord, and have comforted myself. Horror hath taken hold upon me because of the wicked that forsake thy law. Thy statutes have been my songs in the house of my pilgrimage. I have remembered thy name, O Lord, in the night, and have kept thy law. This I had, because I kept thy precepts.
Thou art my portion, O Lord. I have said that I would keep thy words. I entreated thy favor with my whole heart. Be merciful unto me according to thy word. I thought on my ways and turned my feet unto thy testimonies. I made haste and delayed not to keep thy commandments. The bands of the wicked have robbed me, but I have not forgotten thy law. At midnight I will rise to give thanks unto thee because of thy righteous judgments. I am a companion of all them that fear thee, and of them that keep thy precepts. The earth, O Lord, is full of thy mercy. Teach me thy statutes.
Thou hast dealt well with thy servant, O Lord, according unto thy word. Teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I have believed thy commandments. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now have I kept thy word. Thou art good and doest good. Teach me thy statutes. The proud have forged a lie against me, but I will keep thy precepts with my whole heart. Their heart is as fat as grease, but I delight in thy law. It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes. The law of thy mouth is better unto me than thousands of gold and silver.
Thy hands have made me and fashioned me. Give me understanding, that I may learn thy commandments. They that fear thee will be glad when they see me, because I have hoped in thy word. I know, O Lord, that thy judgments are right, and that thou in faithfulness hast afflicted me. Let, I pray thee, thy merciful kindness be for my comfort, according to thy word unto thy servant. Let thy tender mercies come unto me, that I may live, for thy law is my delight. Let the proud be ashamed, for they dealt perversely with me without a cause, but I will meditate in thy precepts. Let those that fear thee turn unto me, and those that have known thy testimonies. Let my heart be sound in thy statutes, that I be not ashamed.
My soul fainteth for thy salvation, but I hope in thy word. Mine eyes fail for thy word, saying, when wilt thou comfort me? For I am become like a bottle in the smoke, yet I do not forget thy statutes. How many are the days of thy servant? When wilt thou execute judgment on them that persecute me? The proud have digged pits for me, which are not after thy law. All thy commandments are faithful. They persecute me wrongfully. Help thou me. They had almost consumed me upon earth, but I forsook not thy precepts. Quicken me after thy loving kindness, so I shall keep the testimony of thy mouth.
Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Thy faithfulness is unto all generations. Thou hast established the earth, and it abideth. They continue this day according to thine ordinances, for all are thy servants. Unless thy law had been my delights, I should then have perished in my affliction. I will never forget thy precepts, for with them thou hast quickened me. I am thine, save me, for I have sought thy precepts. The wicked have waited for me to destroy me, but I will consider thy testimonies. I have seen an end of all perfection, but thy commandment is exceeding broad.
Oh, how love I thy law! It is my meditation all the day. Though through thy commandments hast made me wiser than mine enemies, they are ever with me, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the ancients, because I have kept thy precepts. I have refrained my feet from every evil way, that I might keep thy word. I have not departed from thy judgments, for thou hast taught me. How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through thy precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way.
Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I have sworn, and I will perform it, that I will keep thy righteous judgments. I am afflicted very much. Quicken me, O Lord, according to thy word. Accept, I beseech thee, the freewill offerings of my mouth, O Lord, and teach me thy judgments. My soul is continually in my hand, yet do I not forget thy law. The wicked have laid a snare for me, yet I erred not from thy precepts. Thy testimonies have I taken as a heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. I have inclined my heart to perform thy statutes always, even unto the end.
I hate vain thoughts, but thy law do I love. Thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in thy word. Depart from me, ye evildoers, for I will keep the commandments of my God. Uphold me according unto thy word, that I may live, and let me not be ashamed of my hope. Hold thou me up, and I shall be safe, and I will have respect unto thy statutes continually. Thou hast trodden down all them that err from thy statutes, for their deceit is falsehood. Thou puttest away all the wicked of the earth like dross. Therefore I love thy testimonies. My flesh trembleth for fear of thee, and I am afraid of thy judgments.
I have done judgments and justice. Leave me not to mine oppressors. Be surety for thy servant for good. Let not the proud oppress me. Mine eyes fail for thy salvation and for the word of thy righteousness. Deal with thy servant according unto thy mercy and teach me thy statutes. I am thy servant. Give me understanding that I may know thy testimonies. It is time for thee, Lord, to work, for they have made void thy law. Therefore I love thy commandments above gold, yea, above fine gold. Therefore I esteem all thy precepts concerning all things to be right, and I hate every false way.
Thy testimonies are wonderful, therefore doth my soul keep them. The entrance of thy words giveth light, it giveth understanding unto the simple. I opened my mouth and panted, for I longed for thy commandments. Look thou upon me, and be merciful unto me, as thou usest to do unto those that love thy name. Order my steps in thy word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. Deliver me from the oppression of man, so I will keep thy precepts. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant, and teach me thy statutes. Rivers of waters run down mine eyes, because they keep not thy law.
Righteous art thou, O Lord, and upright are thy judgments. Thy testimonies that thou hast commanded are righteous and very faithful. My zeal hath consumed me because mine enemies have forgotten thy words. The word is very pure, therefore thy servant loveth it. I am small and despised, yet do not I forget thy precepts. Thy righteousness is as everlasting righteousness, and thy law is the truth. Trouble and anguish have taken hold on me, yet thy commandments are my delights. The righteousness of thy testimonies is everlasting. Give me understanding, and I shall live.
I cried with my whole heart, "Hear me, O Lord. I will keep thy statutes. I cried unto thee, save me, and I shall keep thy testimonies. I prevented the dawning of the morning and cried, I hoped in thy word. Mine eyes prevent the night watches that I might meditate in thy word. Hear my voice according unto thy loving kindness. O Lord, quicken me according to thy judgment. They draw nigh that follow after mischief. They are far from thy law. Thou art near, O Lord, and all thy commandments are truth. Concerning thy testimonies, I have known of old that thou hast founded them forever.
Consider mine affliction and deliver me, for I do not forget thy law. Plead my cause and deliver me. Quicken me according to thy word. Salvation is far from the wicked, for they seek not thy statutes. Great are thy tender mercies, O Lord. Quicken me according to thy judgments. Many are my persecutors and mine enemies, yet do I not decline from thy testimonies. I beheld the transgressors and was grieved, because they kept not thy word. Consider how I love thy precepts. Quicken me, O Lord, according to thy loving kindness. Thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever.
Princes have persecuted me without a cause, but my heart standeth in awe of thy word. I rejoice at thy word as one that findeth great spoil. I hate and abhor lying, but thy law do I love. 7 times a day do I praise thee because of thy righteous judgments. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Lord, I have hoped for thy salvation and done thy commandments. My soul hath kept thy testimonies, and I love them exceedingly. I have kept thy precepts and thy testimonies, for all my ways are before thee.
Let my cry come near before thee, O Lord. Give me understanding according to thy word. Let my supplication come before thee. Deliver me according to thy word. My lips shall utter praise when thou hast taught me thy statutes. My tongue shall speak of thy word, for all thy commandments are righteousness. Let thine hand help me, for I have chosen thy precepts. I have longed for thy salvation, O Lord, and thy law is my delight. Let my soul live, and it shall praise thee, and let thy judgments help me. I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek thy servant, for I do not forget thy commandments. You're good. Thank you.
In our remaining time, not for this year, but for this lesson, I'd like to point out just one thing about this psalm, which a lot could be said, but it goes with our theme for this year, heart to work. One of the words that you didn't see on one of the introduction slides about frequency of words was the word heart, but it's used frequently, and I wanted to save it till this point to kind of drive home the psalm in connection to this year's focus. So we are going to reread the instances where heart is used. The first of those is in verse 2. Psalm 119, verse 2 says, "Blessed are those who keep his testimonies, who seek him with their whole heart." Verse 7, "I will praise you with an upright heart when I learn your righteous rules." Verses 10 and 11. "With my whole heart I seek you. Let me not wander from your commandments. I have stored up your word in my heart that I might not sin against you." Verse 32. "I will run in the way of your commandments when you enlarge my heart." Verse 34. "Give me understanding that I may keep your law and observe it with my whole heart." Verse 36. "Incline my heart to your testimonies and not to selfish gain." Verse 58. "I entreat your favor with all my heart. Be gracious to me according to your promise." Verses 69 and 70. "The insolent
smear me with lies, but with my whole heart I keep your precepts. Their heart is unfeeling like fat, but I delight in your law. Verse 80. May my heart be blameless in your statutes, that I may not be put to shame. Verses 111 and 112. Your testimonies are my heritage forever, for they are the joy of my heart. I incline my heart to perform your statutes forever to the end. And verse 145. With my whole heart I cry, answer me, O Lord, I will keep your statutes. There's obvious theme in this psalm about God's word, God Yahweh, Creator God, and our response to that. And that response is a response from the heart with our whole heart. And this psalmist repeated himself 175 times, you could argue. One verse would normally be sufficient, but it's plastered throughout this psalm. And the thing about the Bible is, there's things outside of this psalm that teach the very same thing. So, though the focus was in this psalm tonight, I want to leave you with the encouragement to read it again and again and again. If I wasn't concerned about time tonight, I would hold you here hostage and read it again for you right now. And if I had a majority vote and it won, I'm serious, I would read it again right now. Because that's just the thing about God's word, is that we can never be satisfied with I've read or I've learned or I've grown enough. We need to have an insatiable attitude with God's word and working for God. Work at it every day. Think about every test you've ever taken for school, to get a driver's license, to get a special permit, to become certified. What did you have to do at a minimum to pass the test? You had to study. And this test that we're all part of called Life comes with a free study guide, accessible 24/7 in multiple translations in multiple languages, that takes for some help, others not. But it's the study guide that tells us how to pass the test with flying colors. God is going to give us a good grade if we love his word and if we follow it to the T, as the psalmist is obviously in love with God's word. So should we use it every day. Don't take it for granted. The form that we have it in today has come at great effort and cost and sacrifice. I was talking to Heather on the way here. What if we only had access to the Bible once a month? If for some reason our government decided that it would only be available at your local library for a 24-hour period on this day of the month, would it mean more to you? Would you cherish it more if it was less accessible? Thankfully, that's not the case. But it's just, for me, when I thought about that, I said, wow, I pick up my phone to play a game more easily than I pick up my phone to read my Bible. So it's for me an encouragement, at least, to read God's word more often. And so the final thoughts here tonight are, if God's word is not on your heart, and if it's not something you're working at, you need to change that today. If God's word is on your heart, but you're confused or you're upset or you're stuck somewhere, ask someone for help. If God's word is on your heart and you know you're not living according to it, ask someone for help. Ask God for your forgiveness. Ask God to strengthen you so that when you sit down on the couch and say, okay, what am I going to do tonight before I go to bed? Whatever time of the day it is, Deuteronomy teaches us that it's pretty much an all-the-time thing in the context of teaching your children. But do more with God's word, and it'll do more for you in your life because it's really God doing it. That's his way of communicating with us, and we need to groan for that relationship to communicate to God, to hear what he has to tell us, and we get to do that together on certain occasions, but this 3% of our week is the only time typically where we're doing that together. The other 97%, when you're not sleeping or driving or eating, even though when you're driving and eating, you can still have God's word available, build that 3% into 4 and then into 5, and just, you get the point. The psalm teaches itself. I encourage you tonight to take God's word more seriously and to let it speak to you. If we can help you in any way tonight, in any need that you might have related to God's word and your confusion or struggling with it or something unrelated to it and a spiritual battle that we can help you with, please make your need known by coming forward as we stand and sing.